Hey there, mental fitness fanatics. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway roller coaster? You know that feeling when negativity sneaks in, throws you for a loop, and leaves you questioning everything? We all experience those moments, but the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were basically masters of mental strength, had some brilliant strategies to deal with it. And guess what? They work today just as well as they did back then. Today's episode is all about tapping into that stoic power to overcome negative thoughts and emotions. Now, I'm not saying we need to become emotionless robots. Feeling sadness, anger, frustration, those are natural human experiences. But the Stoics knew that it's how we react to these feelings that really matters. They believe in focusing on what we can control, our thoughts and actions, and letting go of the things beyond our grasp. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. Negative thoughts are weeds, constantly trying to take over. But with a little stoic discipline, we can become like skilled gardeners, pulling those weeds out and nurturing the good stuff, positive thoughts, resilience, and inner peace. So, here is your daily stoic workout, 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those negative vibes. 1. Recognize and accept. The first step is acknowledging those pesky negative thoughts. Don't judge yourself for having them. Stoics believed in negative visualization, basically imagining the worst-case scenario. It sounds counterintuitive, right? But by facing our fears head-on, we lessen their power over us. Think of it like a mental immune system booster shot. The more you expose yourself to those negativity monsters, the less they scare you. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true. The Stoics were big on logic and reason. When those negative voices start chirping, ask yourself, is this thought really based on facts? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, we get caught up in our own stories, magnifying problems and creating unnecessary drama. Take a step back, examine the evidence, and see if you can find a more rational perspective. 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one. We spend so much energy worrying about things outside our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, seriously, who has time for that? The Stoics said, what's within your control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Channel your energy into those areas. You can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is like a superpower against negativity. When you're fully engaged in what you're doing, whether it's taking a walk, having a conversation, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee, those negative thoughts have less room to creep in. Try focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Ground yourself in the present moment and watch those worries fade away. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but practicing gratitude can shift our perspective dramatically. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. When you focus on the positive, negativity has less power over you. Remember that time when your phone died right before an important meeting? You probably panicked, right? But then, maybe, something else happened. You took a deep breath, remembered you had a backup battery in your bag, and saved the day. That's what we're talking about here, using Stoic principles to navigate those tough moments. You don't need to be a Stoic warrior monk to benefit from these insights. These are practical tools anyone can use to build mental resilience, manage stress, and live a more fulfilling life. So, the next time you find yourself caught in a spiral of negativity, remember these key takeaways. Recognize those thoughts, challenge their validity, focus on what's within your control, practice mindfulness, and cultivate gratitude. You got this. Alright friends, that's it for today's episode. Remember to take those stoic principles out for a spin, you won't regret it. Until next time, keep your mind sharp and your spirit strong. Don't forget to subscribe, share this with a friend who needs a little mental fitness boost, and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.